From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Caribbean is feeling the effects of Hurricane Irma, billed as one of the most powerful storms of the century. The Category 5 storm lashed Puerto Rico with high winds and heavy rains, causing widespread outages. Irma is blamed for at least four fatalities. A local official of the French part of St. Martin said the French-Dutch-ruled island is almost completely destroyed. The situation is much the same on the two-island nation of Antigua and Barbuda, which bore the brunt of Irma earlier Wednesday. Garfield Burford is news director of ABS-TV in Antigua.
Over 90% of the buildings there were either destroyed or severely damaged. It's almost a wipeout of what happened, a wipeout on Barbuda. From the air, the pictures are almost surreal.
The storm is expected to impact the Dominican Republic, Haiti, the Turks and Caicos, and Bahamas Thursday and Friday, and could impact Florida by week's end, where Rick Scott is the governor.
We are being very aggressive in our preparation for this storm, and every Floridian should take this seriously and be aggressive to protect their family. This is serious, and we cannot take chances. Is life-threatening. This is not a storm you can sit and wait through.
Two more storms were upgraded to hurricane status Wednesday, Jose in the Atlantic and Katia in the southwest Gulf of Mexico. In Togo, tens of thousands took to the streets of the capital Lomé Wednesday, demanding the resignation of President Faure Gnassingbé, who has ruled the country since 2005, following the death of his father, Gnassingbé Eyadema, who held the office for nearly 40 years. This protester demanded the return of the 1992 Constitution and term limits. He said the Togolese leader and his family must leave. The president met with his cabinet Wednesday on a measure to reinstate term limits. This is VOA News.